Hi there. The word for today is, if it's God's will, you can have it. 1 John 5 verse 14 says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The story's told of three men marooned in a desert island with little hope of being rescued. One day they were walking around the island when one of them picked up an old tarnished lamp. When he rubbed it, a genie appeared and offered to grant each man one wish. Well, the first man said, I wish I was back in my office in Boston. Puff, he was there. The second said, I wish I was home with my family in London. Puff, he was there. The third man looked around and said, it's so lonely here. I wish my friends were back with me. The problem with wishing is that genies and magic lamps don't exist, but God does. And since he is in control of your life, and he's more powerful than any genie, when your wishes become prayers that line up with God's will as revealed in his word, they can become a reality. Does the Bible teach that, you ask? Absolutely. Here's what it says. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. But even when your faith isn't lined with God's will, you need one more thing, and that is faith. Faith does two things. Number one, it opens your eyes to see that God's promises were made to you personally, and you need to claim them. And number two, it acts like a magnet. Faith draws the fulfillment of God's promises into your life. So, what are you wishing for? If it's God's will, and it's revealed in God's word, then you can have it. And that's the word for you today.